This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis invoked prayers for both the Ukrainian and Russian people in his Easter message. Francis also praised nations that help refugees and appealed for dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians. Tens of thousands of faithful joined the 86-year-old Pope on Sunday to celebrate Christianity's most joyful day at Mass in a flower-adorned St. Peter's Square. He prayed that God help, quote, the beloved Ukrainian people on their journey toward peace and asked for the light of Easter to be shed upon the people of Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced Russian airstrikes coinciding with the observance of Orthodox Palm Sunday, including an attack that killed a father and daughter at the home in the city of Zaporizhia. Ukraine's military reported Russian attacks and shelling throughout the front, with the heaviest fighting still focused on two cities in eastern Donetsk region, Bakhmut and Avdiivka. Israeli jets hit southern military targets on Sunday in response to rockets launched toward Israeli-controlled territory. Lauren Anthony from Reuters reports.
State media in Syria reported explosions in the vicinity of the capital, Damascus. Israel said its forces had continued to hit Syrian territory after six rockets were fired overnight towards the Golan Heights. Israel said artillery and drone strikes hit the rocket launches and were followed by airstrikes against a Syrian army compound, military radar systems and artillery posts. Lebanon-based Al Mayadeen TV said the rocket salvos that entered Israeli-controlled territory were claimed by Al-Quds brigades, the armed wing of the Iranian-backed Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement.
Reuters correspondent